Okay. All right. Well, I told everyone I would do the Are We Live thing, but I am completely positive that we are live. But you guys can tell me if we aren't live. Because yeah, it's part of the shtick now. But before we go, we are block height 750,972, and the Moscow time is 4,658, and the cuckbuck price, the fiat cuckbuck price, the cuckbuck price is 21,475. Let's go! Of course, guys, we got the return of the Wonder Kid himself, the OG creator, co-creator of Bitcoin Kindergarten. Nick and I built this, what, 2+ years ago, and he is back. I'm excited for this one. Nick, say hello. How are you doing, bro? It's good to have you back. I'm excited. I think this one's going to be hilarious. I have a few topics that I think you and I are going to have fun talking about, and then we will bring in everyone else and see what's good. So, Nick, are you there, sir?
I'm here. Thanks for having me. You guys are the first podcast or show I've done in a long time, so I'm excited for this.
Wow.
I see some real OG, some Bitcoin Kindergarten OGs in here from when we were back in Discord a long time
ago. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Nick remembers the Discord days. We've come a long ways. We've come a long ways. But shit, Nick, dude, don't big time us at the start of the show. He's like, yeah, I haven't done a podcast in a minute.
Dude, he's following the algos, you know? First 30 seconds have to be retarded. Bullish or else people sign off.
Yeah,
right?
The first 30 seconds is literally silent, so I should probably find an intro music for us. Why not? We're working on the segments here, Nick. We do have a few segments. I think you will enjoy them. We are working on building more segments, so if you have some ideas, definitely send us the segment ideas. But hold on, before I get out into the conversation, I want to shout out Billy MacDo, because he's been shouting us out on Twitter. He's been listening. Shouts out to Skeef as well. They have put it the good word. We have some highly regarded fans that continue to tune in. I don't know why you guys tune in, but we are here for it. We will continue to put out the highly regarded content. Yeah.
It's so easy to get a shout out on this show because all you have to do is mention us on Twitter and be like the only person.
Yes.
And then you've got your own segment on the show. We got the Billy MacDo segment coming up. Yes,
exactly. Continue to shout us out, Billy, and we will continue to shout you out.
You are the show, Billy. This is your show.
This is your show. Yes, of course. Well, Wine, I do have questions here, but you told us that you wanted to do a little story time. So I think we should just start off with the story time.
All right. Well, as you know, I'm here in El Salvador, Bitcoin country. Big Sean Harris is coming. I mean, he is here, but he is scouting out having party venues. So this is true. Things are going down and we'll hear about that next week. But the story starts here. I get to El Salvador, land in the airport. I need to take some fiat out. You know, some people take fiat here. Not everyone Bitcoin. So I need some cash and I'm going through my wallet. Fuck, where the hell is my debit card? I'm panicking. It's lost. What do I do? I see a Chivo ATM and I say, hey, you know what? Let's try this thing out. Maybe I'll give some corn and get some fiat out of this little machine. So this machine is like not the best UX, you know, only in Spanish, all this stuff. I speak Spanish, but maybe there's some terminology that I don't understand. So it's like, all right, how much money do you want to withdraw? I put the largest amount there. Whale confirmed. And they give me a QR code. I scan it. It's an on-chain address. Scan that thing with Strike. Then Strike basically just says, okay, may take 1 hour to process. So then I'm in the airport. I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just basically like lose Bitcoin? You know, because the machine's like not giving me any confirmations or anything. It's just like still showing me that QR code. And I'm like, where the hell is this cash? Like, this is a big problem. I just put the max amount of fiat and I'm not getting anything. And after like 2 minutes, basically, it shows like zero confirmations. And I'm like, all right, so how does this work? Like, where is this cash coming? And basically, they gave me like some code that I had to like re-punch in and go through the whole the whole like process of withdrawing again. And after two confirmations, put in that code, the cash comes out. And I thankfully got the Bitcoin after like panicking for a good 10 minutes. But here's the kicker. Little did I know, I actually had my debit card on me the whole time, the one that I thought that I lost, because I actually got a new one of it that they made me get. It was white for the last 4 years, and they switched it to like some black design, so I just completely ignored it in my wallet. So I didn't have to go through that 10 minutes and actually have to like salvage my coin for that little moment.
Bruh.
So that's the story, basically.
Wow. Great story, Wine. I have a sound
for you.
That's
how you know we're still early.
I have a sound for you.
Yeah, damn, that sound.
Wow, before. Wine. Great story. Great UX experience, apparently.
And also, Big Sean Harris is out here. I can confirm he's not Anon. And, yeah, I'm chilling here with Apex, some other plebs, you know, grilling some meat, having a good time. And it's going to be a good one. You know, it's always magical here in El Salvador.
Let's go. Yes, I agree. I love El Zante. Great times. I'm actually kind of jealous that I'm not down there. I have to work. I'm a professional now. I'm working the BitBlock boom like a fucking dork, but it's for the culture.
The trick is not to work.
I've understood this. I should have took notes from you, bro. Anyways, we have a guest here, guys. And this is my homie, man. I love Nick. Nick is a fucking savage. This guy's a hustler. This motherfucker has been making moves. Nick, how long has it been since you officially left BK? Has it been like a year and a half or something? Like the time seems like a blur, so I don't even remember, but
it's been like a year and a half, I think, yeah.
Because
we made it in what, like, we made it during, like, the spring of 2020, I think.
Yeah, I think it's May. I think we made it in May of 2020.
I think I left about a year after, around a year after.
Wow. Well, dude, it's been a ride. I literally can't believe it's been this long. When's the last time I saw you? Miami. I think it was in Miami where we hung out.
So. Yeah, Miami.
Okay.
You gotta come to Nashville soon, though.
I know. I'm working on it. I just moved to Dallas, so I am just barely settled, and now I'm going to BitBlock Boom, so I have that trip. But I don't think I'm that far. So if you got a couch for me, I will definitely be on your couch soon, and we can make that happen. You've been telling me there's a bunch of little boppers out there, the bunch of little cuties out there, yo. So you already know.
We weren't supposed to sell our couch for sats, guys. What the fuck?
Only Wine is homeless. Okay.
Right. Homeless people are the new Bitcoiners.
Yes. Can confirm. Still homeless. I don't live in a home. I live under a bridge. Anyways, Nick, I think we got some hard-hitting questions for you up front. There's rumors that Nick can mine now. So are you LARPing on Twitter as Nick can't mine?
I don't know if I can neither confirm nor deny those accusations.
Wow. You are really, really a media professional now, and it shows, bro.
I'm going to need a trusted source on that to confirm that. If CNN doesn't confirm it, then I don't know.
Well, I think we might, Nick, I think we might be able to get Bob Malakas to confirm it. So we might be able to get a source on that one.
Oh, yeah. I actually trust him. He's my go-to news outlet.
Oh, yeah, dude. If Bob Malakas doesn't say it, then it is not real. So, Bob Malakas, can you confirm whether Nick can mine? Hold on before we go. roping the YouTube chat, because the bridge Opti lives under is fuck baby's banana hammock.
Breaking news from Breaking Porter. Nick can mine.
Opti Porter, bro. Come on. Shit, get your sources right. But Nick, you and I have this affinity for a certain interview, and it just so happens that the radio station that this interview came from is no longer happening. So I want to get into this because, oh my God, hold on. Before we get this, Bob Malakas confirmed that Nick can mine. Amazing. That took what? 2 minutes flat. Oh my goodness. Bob Malaka's on the case, guys. This is the highly regarded content you come for on BK. Amazing. Amazing.
He has eyes everywhere. He doesn't sleep. He's on every story like that.
Dude, literally shook right now. Absolutely shook. Oh, wow. That was quick. Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. So, as I was saying, Nick, you and I fucking love the Dame Dash interview on Breakfast Club. If you guys have not seen the infamous Dame Dash interview on Breakfast Club, you guys need to see it. The first one, the very first one, is absolute sauce. If you're a Bitcoiner, if you claim to be an alpha Bitcoiner, you need to watch this interview. And if you watch this interview and you don't get inspired and you don't feel like a fucking boss and you aren't sitting there like, how can I call another man my boss right now? Like, what the fuck's going on? I'm going to say you're a bitch. So, Nick, can we get into this? Let's go. Let's go. Nick, give the people some sauce, and I'm going to jump in and add in. And there's a particular topic that I want to talk about, but give the people a little TLDR.
On the podcast? I mean, not going to lie, I knew you were going to ask about this. So, like, after work today, I was out and about just doing shit, and I had to listen to it. So I listened to pretty much almost the whole thing, except the maybe last, like, 20, 25 minutes of it.
Amazing.
But, like, what direction do you want to go with it?
Honestly, wherever, bro. I haven't listened to it in I don't know, a few months, but since you listened to it today, I will listen to it tomorrow, and I'll get on the page, and we will fucking we'll go back and forth in the DMs like we usually do, bro. But I don't know what's one of the things that you remember him saying, and we can just do that as a jump off point.
I mean, I remember when I first found Bitcoin, and I found the Dame Dash interview like not too long after that, and they don't talk about Bitcoin at all, but, like, you know, I know we showed it to Michael, and Michael was like, dude, this is a Bitcoin podcast, but it's not a Bitcoin podcast, you know? And the dude just kind of, like, goes off in it, and, like, he talks a lot about having honored integrity and not selling out, and, you know, it really, like, is all about, like, holding yourself to a higher standard. And I related a lot of this to, you know, Bitcoin and, you know, the club community and stuff like that. And then he was talking about how, like, oh, you know, I put up my own money and I made it myself. Like, that's something that I think a lot of Bitcoiners can relate with, because, you know, when you're stacking corn, you can't get Bitcoin for free, really. I mean, you can get Bitcoin from, like, faucets and, like, Fold and shit. But, like, if you really want to make some serious change in your life, you got to put in the blood, sweat, and tears to go out and get that fiat or get paid directly in Bitcoin. You know, you get the fiat to buy Bitcoin. But yeah, you got to put up your own money, you know, like, there's no fake in that. No one can do it for you. It's proof of work. It's like going to the gym in a way. Like, no one can just do it for you. Like, people who have, like, muscles and shit, like, they can't fake that. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with, you know, getting Bitcoin and kind of just, like, building a legacy on that and, like, buying Bitcoin for your last name, not just your first, and, you know, just going from there. Like, I thought, you know, I was a young kid. I still am. But I was like, I can really build a legacy for myself now by stacking Bitcoin and holding on to it. And, yeah, I can have some fun every now and then, but really just planning out, thinking long term, like buying for my last name and not just my first. And those are, like, the main things, the main takeaways I got from it.
Fucking bars.
Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
Oh, man, Nick, it's good to have you back, bro. It's good to have you back. Me and Nick will go back and forth occasionally. Like, we'll lose contact for a few months, and then we'll just, like, send each other the fucking Dame Dash interview or some Dame Dash memes. Like, guys, if you ever seen me and Nick go back and forth on the timeline, it's pretty much only Dame Dash memes. It's like Big Pimpin' Dame Dash dances and shit. It's because we both fundamentally just, you guys need to watch this interview. And I'm telling you exactly what Nick is saying. It's like, you watch this and he doesn't talk about Bitcoin one bit. And to the uninitiated, he might come across as very arrogant and he might come across as too much of a fucking boss for you because you're a bitch. And if that is the case, double down, understand what is actually going on, build yourself up, put up your own money, and shut the fuck up. And this is my next point, Nick. I'm glad that you covered it really well. I don't think we need to cover it too much, but you already know where I'm going with the next. You already know where I'm going with the next topic. It is from the same interview, and it is on Chatty Patties. We need to get on the topic of Chatty Patties, bro. There is way too many Chatty Patties on Bitcoin Twitter, and y'all know who you are. So if you don't know what a Chatty Patty is, guys, let me TLDR you. A Chatty Patty is a fucking man that gossips about other men. Imagine having another man's name in your mouth. That's about the same as having a fucking man's dick in your mouth. Fucking amazing that there are so many Chatty Patties on Twitter. And furthermore, if you're going to be a Chatty Patty and talk about another man, say it to his face, tag them, because this is the only way to not be a Chatty Patty. You can't be talking behind people's back if you consider yourself a man. And I'm glad that we had Nick in here, because there's been a lot of Chatty Patties are out there on the internet. So, Nick, do you want to chime in on the Chatty Patties, or did I already do this? Did I already cover it thoroughly enough, man?
I mean, I think you covered it thoroughly enough, but you're saying that there are Chatty Patties out there, but you're not naming any names.
Oh, you already know who it is. Pirate, Phil, Pleb Underground, I Said It, Stony, who else has been talking shit? Jedi, a bunch of Chatty Patties got my dick in their mouth. Hey, I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. Everyone's going to say something. I'd be worried if they said nothing. Let's go. Nick. Hey, I love you. I'm glad you put me on the spot, my dog. Let's go. Awesome. Yes, Nick. See, this is why me and Nick be motherfucking friends, because we hold our ass to the fire. We do this back and forth all the time in the DMs. Like, he'll say something, I'll send him a meme, and he's like, yo, like, come on, son. Like, I thought you were a man, son. And we just roast each other, man. Like, if you guys are friends, if you have friends out there, you better be able to roast them. So, hey, anyone gets their feelings hurt, come at me, tag me. We'll handle this.
Why didn't you bring me up, Opti?
Why would I have to bring you up, bro? You're part of the crew. Are you talking behind my back?
I'm living rent free in your head, bro.
Really? How so?
I'm just playing.
Let's go. Rope wants to know what happened to Softy Opti. This is still Softy Opti. I am still Saint Opti the Based, but this is tough love.
Hardened by the bear market.
Exactly. This is tough love. I do this with love. I'm not out here to shit on people, but I am going to call people out. If, you know, I thought this is what the Bitcoin pleb culture is about, guys, calling people out and, you know, holding each other to integrity and principles. And, you know, apparently there's only a few real motherfuckers on Twitter. Ooh. Well, I guess.
Go off, King.
Hey. Oh, wait, I got you. Ryan.
Go on.
Well, no, good thing no one listens to BK, so this will probably be our most played episode, because now, dude, everyone is going to listen to it, because I'm talking
about
shit.
I'm loving this strategy, the whole, like, publicity, get the drama going, get the crowd divided. Like, this is good. This is good stuff. Well, Nick Catmine is, I think he's showing us what the algos are,
yes,
are doing, right? Is this part of the algos, Nick?
It is. Drama is good.
Are we viral yet?
We're trending.
Wow. Amazing. Trending.
Does Nick
on
have
Twitter.
Anyone to call out?
Yeah, Nick. Who are you calling out, bruh?
At the moment, not really anyone. I've been chilling. I haven't been tweeting much. Haven't been interacting as much.
Yeah, dude. What's up with that? I see you don't, you're like not on Twitter. You're just dominating on Bitcoin Mag. So he's like, I don't have to do anything on my personal. Your boy's killing it.
I should be tweeting more. But no, like, working, like, I've been working full-time in Bitcoin for over 2 years now, all day, every day. And like, sometimes I feel, not gonna lie, keeping it real, I feel a little burned out at times doing Bitcoin stuff. And like, after doing that all day, like, I don't really want to tweet that much from my personal account. Like, I've just been going out, like, hanging out with friends or playing sports and, like, you know, just going around town having – it's been summer, you know. I've been having fun. Nashville's a fun
shit.
City, so.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, Nick gets bitches, though. I see you, my dog. You sly dog. That little baby face, you got to push these bitches off you, I bet. This guy.
Bitcoin fans are my wife.
Oh, man. Well, Nick, we do have a segment, a new segment. I'm not going to play it yet, but this might be the perfect segue for it. But we have a new segment out here, and I think you're going to like it. I don't know if I should play it yet. Wine, what are you thinking? Should I just drop it on the people?
Drop it.
Drop it. Okay.
I guess so.
All right. Well, guys, if you were here last week, the last few weeks, Wine has just been dropping pure alpha sauce on everyone, and I surprised him yesterday. Oh, wait, hold on. Labrahada goes from Nick can't mine to Nick stole your wife. Let's go. All right. So if you've been here the last 2 weeks, maybe it's the last month or so, there's been a moment. It was either on the show or after the show while we hang out in the Bitcoin Kindergarten Crackhead Hour, where we sit here as long as humanly possible and say the most highly regarded things possible. And I got an idea that Wine's been telling me for weeks. We've just been really lazy about it. He's like, yo, we need more segments for the show. The segments are hilarious. And I was like, all right, let me think of something. I put my thinking cap up and I hit up our favorite Labrador on Twitter, and we created and concocted a new segment. So Wine, I hope you did your homework, and we shall see if we can add some alpha sauce in there to help Wine out. But here's our new segment debut. I hope you guys like this. I think you guys are gonna laugh with this segment music. So without further ado.
And now, your Wine's Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
The weekly Wednesday Wine's dating tips. If you've been here the last few weeks, I don't know if these ones are recorded, but last week, I'm pretty sure this was recorded. Wine told us pure alpha on the Tinder dating games that you should be texting these girls. Hey, yo, girl, I got a premium Costco membership card. What do you need me to pick up? And it worked absolutely fucking amazing. And then the one that didn't get recorded, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. All right, or the one with Fuck Baby and Bitch Tick Cucumber, my highly regarded roommates. And it was, there's two. Wait, I only remember one, actually. It was, does your daddy let you date? That had pretty good returns, though there is a caveat that you should only maybe send that to, like, the edgy girls that look like they have daddy problems, or, like, the really prissy girls. So, like, that I don't know if that one will really work, because then she's like, yeah, my daddy doesn't like me date. You know, like, it's a little funnier when you do it to the girls with daddy issues. Anyways, Wine, did you prepare your homework for this week?
Yes and no, because preparing is not my thing.
Can confirm.
I think it's really hard to top what I gave out last week. You know, just the fact that you own a Costco membership is just an absolute grand slam. And I mean, it's hard to top that, but I do want to say the real challenge should be not to be on these dating apps. And I think the real challenge should be go out there in the real world, cold approach, you know, get the confidence going, things like that. See what it's like to actually talk to somebody. And I guess this week's tip, Opti, it's not going to be anything funny, no pickup line, nothing like that. But I do want to save these Bitcoiners that might get a little corn. You know, they got money to take a girl out.
don't go on a date that will catch you in a situation for a long period of time, like an hour plus. You know, you want to get into a situation where you can dip if it's not going well after like 15 minutes, you know, get a drink, get a coffee. Don't do the sit down. Don't do the sporting event. Don't do the movie. Like, you're stuck with somebody who might suck. So my tip this week is drink or coffee first date. And delete your apps.
Wow, Wine, that is actually good dating advice. I'm remembering one thing that you did when we were in Miami. Wine has this very nonchalant, casual way of approaching really hot women on Miami Beach. And he just walks up to a girl and he's like, you know, over the shoulder, nonchalant, like, hey, what are you doing? And it literally worked basically every single time.
Within, you just have to say something.
Exactly. Within 3 minutes, this motherfucker was taking pictures with two hot bitches and he's in the middle like fucking Hugh Hefner. So, Wine be getting bitches. Anyways, Nick, since you are our guest of honor, do you have any advice out there? How do you get these bitches out in Tennessee? Is it just because everyone knows that you're a Bitcoin influencer and you got a fucking horse dong, or like, what's going on over here? Is it the baby face? Is it the waft? Like, how do you get them hoes? The people want to know.
Well, normally, like, every girl rejects me, and then I'm like, well, you know I'm the co-creator of Bitcoin Kindergarten. And they go, what? And immediately their just reactions change. They can't get their hands off me, and it's crazy. They line up at my door once they find out that I created Bitcoin Kindergarten with you.
Especially if you got the merch on.
Exactly.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing. I was out last night with Big Sean Harris, and that motherfucker got game too.
Yo,
because
Big
you
Sean
know
Harris
what?
Got game. Can confirm.
Yeah, yeah, he's tall and handsome, but he just went straight into climate denial, like right off rip. And I was there as a wingman supporting, you know. But yeah, we're climate denial.
It worked, and I was wearing a Bitcoin Kindergarten hat at the same time.
He was.
Oh shit!
Amazing.
Wow. Yes. Can confirm. Oh, Shishi wants to add two sets.
No, I was just gonna say that's a bold strategy, Cotton. I wonder if it paid off.
Well, I'm not going to get into too many details, but 2 weekends ago, me and Fuck Baby went out alone, and we basically used the same technique. Within like 2 to 3 minutes, we were just saying literally the most obnoxious shit to this group of bachelorettes, and me and Fuck Baby, if we didn't abort mission, we could have definitely fucked the bride to be and her bridesmaid with a husband. But
yo, a potential close and a close, bro. Yeah, I could have closed, bro, if I wanted
no,
to.
No, we dude. Actually, we're just like the thing that made it weird is one of the bridesmaids was the brother's sister, so she kept giving
she
us.
Had a cock?
No, well, no. She was a sister, actually a biological female.
I'm confused.
Yeah, very confused. So the girl, the bride-to-be is marrying this guy, and her sister was one of the brides, or his sister was one of the brides. And the whole time we were sitting there, these girls were all over us. We were saying literally the most obnoxious shit you can think of. And they're like, oh my God, like, I love you. Like, no one says this type of shit. And we're like, yeah, no shit. They're all gay as fuck. Anyways. The sister was giving us like the worst daggers you could possibly think of, and we're just like, okay, like there's more baggage here than it's worth. So we just, you know, we're just like, all right, well, it was good to hang out with you, like, bye bitch, we're going somewhere else. Anyways, can't confirm if you just start out with the crazy shit, it kind of works. Like, I really can't explain
just
it.
Deny the climate right away.
Yeah, exactly. Just like double down on everything. Like, you know, they're vegans. Just be like, oh, you're retarded. Like, you should eat meat. It's better for you. Like, wait. Oh, you're a fatty. You should lose some weight. It make you look more attractive. Oh, you think climate change is real? No, this is a LARP. Like, COVID is a scam.
No, it's not climate change. It's just the climate.
Oh, the
like,
climate.
You just don't believe in it. You just don't believe in the climate.
So
you beat them down. You beat them down with the climate change talk, and then they want to talk to you way more about it. and about you.
Let's go. Let's go. Wines comment on YouTube. If you aren't denying climate, you rent Bitcoins.
Well, you got to tell them. Sean, tell them what happened last night.
What else happened last night?
Where you said your brains are the most important thing about you.
And then Weinekiss said, he said brains and bobs. And then I looked at her and I said, your bobs are the most important thing. and she didn't know what we were talking about. And Weinekiss and I literally started laughing for about a minute straight.
Let's go. Yes. Yes. This is the way, guys. This is the way. You do the inside jokes with your friends and they're just shook. And Rope says, I love sisters. And just to tie in another story, me and Cucumber also love sisters. We tackled a group of sisters with a combined age of like, I think it was 76 or something like that. I don't know the math, but...
Ew, Oppy.
Yeah, they were old, but... 72, sorry, Cucumber corrects me. Combined age of 72. You do the math.
Yo, I got a question for Nick.
Go on.
Yo, Nick, let's say you find the love of your life. Are you going to tell her your seed phrase?
No.
Alpha. Alpha.
Bitcoiner confirmed.
I'll tell her that, you know, I'll say, hey, like, I'll let you control one of my hardware wallets. And then I'll just give her, like, a fucking, I don't know, like, an old TV remote or something. or, like, a blender or something, and say it's just, like, advanced tech. Like, NBK came out with the newest thing.
There's
it's
just
like a
some
rice
people
cooker
that don't need to be orange-pilled, guys. It's just
Hobo gets it. Yeah, tell us more about your baby mama situation, Hobo.
She loves her Fiat, so life is good.
She loves her useless ledger. TV remote. Oh, man, hold on. Before we go on, Rope says, those are rookie numbers. You got to pump those numbers up. Labra goes, sisters like in a convent, you perverts. No, they weren't nuns, Labra. That would actually have been pretty cool. They were sisters, half sisters. I think they had the same father or something. I forget what the connection was, but
there were 10 of them, and Calvin Air was intrigued.
Oh my god! Yes, yes, can confirm. Oh my god! Well, Nick, as you can tell, since you left and since Jestifer left, we have just doubled down on highly regarded content. We have dropped the presentation.
There have been no PowerPoints.
No PowerPoints for years.
Zero.
For at least a solid year. I think we're doing well. I think we found our niche. And
I think Nick could give us some tips, though. Like, what are the algos, you know?
Yeah,
how are people going to smash the like button and send us that?
What is the market research out there, Nick? Are we shooting in the dark?
I always say, yeah, we got the lightning tips enabled on our YouTube video. You should test it out and see if it's actually working. If it's at the speed of light payments, you know, micro payments, send it. What do you think, Nick?
Did I just mute everyone?
Yes, you are co-host.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, this guy doesn't know how to use spaces anymore. Good to have you back.
Yeah, Nick, give us the algos.
You're asking me for the algos? Like, this is not working out too well for us.
Oh, man. Well, I don't think we need the algos, man. I'm pretty sure we have the algos on Lockwine. We have, what, 4 listeners on YouTube. We get, like, 2 likes on Twitter. I think we're doing pretty well. We got 28 people in the spaces right now. Nick,
I think
we're bringing a full house.
Optimist. I do want to say, even though, yeah, you guys could be crushing the algos, one thing that you guys do that no other podcast does that is, like, extremely respectful is, like, you guys are funding open source memers. And, I mean, like, some people won't say it, but, like, you know, Jack Dorsey, Michael Saylor, they're signing my DMs, like, yo, Bitcoin Kindergarten's lit. Like, they're funding open source memers, and, like, I fuck with that shit, you know? So keep up the great work.
Oh my goodness. Thank
now
you.
Devs are boring. Devs are boring. They're not going to pump the price. Taproot's not going to pump the price.
And they're always arguing about nerdy shit. Like, facts. Shut the fuck up. Make some memes.
Amazing.
Make fun of somebody for once.
Oh my god.
Maybe
yes.
If you guys laugh every now and then, you want to be so fucking, you know, have a stick up your ass all the time.
Nick.
You know, there's no Bitcoiner comedians for a reason.
Facts. we are building that market out. I mean, Nick really does have a point, guys. I don't know about you, but I can't listen to another monotone Bitcoin podcast for the life of me.
Hey,
sorry, Wine. I apologize. But yo, do you guys have a fucking soul? Do you not get excited about things? Like, let your voice fluctuate, people. This is called passion. This is called being entertaining, for fuck's sakes.
Here's the thing, Opti. I think Bitcoin Kindergarten is looking at the trends, and as time goes on, Bitcoiners are getting more retarded. I mean, highly regarded. So I think with time, we'll capture the market, you know?
Yes.
The dumb Bitcoiners are coming. The smart ones figured it out early.
Yes.
And then the dumb ones are piling in, and that's our market.
Well, there it is. Bong hits for the boys. As this title is, the title of this show is called, We Are Built Different. And I just have this idea. I know you guys have all seen Field of Dreams. So it's like, if you build it, they will come. Well, we are definitely coming. And hopefully we are building. Hashtag.
I am building.
So, Wine, there, I think there's hope for us yet. As long as we continue to show up every Wednesday, I think there's hope. We shall see, though. I don't know about that. Anyways, we are already 36 minutes in. Wow. Nick, you chime in, bro. This is your show. If you got some stuff to say, bro, cut me off.
I don't even know. I didn't come too prepared for this other than the Dame Dash interview.
Perfect.
Hold on. I don't even think I've seen that. What do I type in?
Breakfast Club Dame Dash. Sheesh, you're going to love this shit. You're going to crack up, bro. It's absolute bananas, but also bars.
Perfect.
Absolute
bars. Since this is an educational podcast, I have a question for Nick.
Shoot.
What advice do you have for new entrants into Bitcoin Twitter? Not Bitcoin, Bitcoin Twitter.
That's a good one. I think Bitcoin Twitter has changed a lot over the past few years. And I'd say avoid groupthink, and that's both, you know, on both sides, you know, from a Bitcoin pleb perspective, but also from, you know, the people who are seen as the enemies of Bitcoin plebs. Really think for yourself and avoid groupthink the best possible you can, which can be really kind of hard considering Bitcoin is such a difficult thing to understand. And like, you know, the quote unquote crypto ecosystem as well, because like you don't know the difference between Bitcoin and crypto, and it all looks the same to you, and that it can be really difficult and confusing. But I'd say think for yourself, like take a step back, watch how things play out, see, you know, the arguments that people make on both sides, and you know, go with whatever you think is best, and educate yourself on content away from Bitcoin Twitter. Also, don't be afraid to reach out to people like in the DMs. Like one of the ways I learned a lot about Bitcoin was last bear market. Like I'd be bored at work after school and I would just reach out in the DMs and say like, hey, you know, I'm this old, I'm this dude. Like I just got into Bitcoin. Like what the fuck is this? Can you teach me about it? And like, can you give me some other good advice? And like, surprisingly, most people you reach out to will actually like sit down with you and walk you through a lot of stuff and like take the time to educate you. So definitely don't hesitate to reach out to people.
That's actually great advice. Actually, see, this is the genius of the show. Like you got to make it through like 30 minutes of highly regarded content.
No.
And then hold on. Yeah, we
cut that part of the show out.
But Nick, you reminded me of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I remember you telling me, one of the people that you reached out to was American HODL back in the day, and he damn near by himself convinced you to drop out of college and go all in on Bitcoin. And I remember you saying, like, this is the best decision I ever made. And, dude, it's just I know Bitcoiners get a bad rap for being toxic and stuff, but if you're genuinely here to learn, if you're genuinely have questions that you're curious and you know you can tell that the person wants to learn, Bitcoiners are very open to teaching you the shit you need. So
yeah, like American Hodl is, I was actually thinking his name and I didn't say it just because I know a lot of people
chatty
don't like
patty
that was, I'll be admitted, I just was a chatty patty. But American Hodl was really instrumental in my Bitcoin learning and like just stacking sats in general. He would always be messaging me like, yo, you get to 6.15 yet? When are you getting there? Blah, blah, blah. And he really pushed me fucking hard through last bull market to just stack as many sats as I can. And I haven't talked to him in a while. I got to reach out to him. But no, like, I like HODL. He's a good dude. Me and Optimus had fun with him at BitBlock Boom 2020.
Let's go. Yeah, but, I forgot about that. Well, maybe we can tell that story. But go on.
But no, like, fuck, what was I just about to say?
HODL help you stack harder.
Yeah. Oh no. About the toxic maximalism. Like, this is one thing I will not be a chatty patty about. I'll say some shit. Like, when it comes to toxic maximalism, like, I am a toxic maximalist. But I think there's been a lot of this groupthink lately, where like a lot of people just go after other people and they kind of have this own like eat their own mentality. And I'm not saying like, oh, if someone turns to scammer, then like don't attack them. Like, do whatever you want. But I just think that like a lot of people raise these red flags like for literally no reason, and I don't get why. And then they try and eat their own. And like, I can't think of any specific example off the top of my head, but because it happens like so often. But like, I think toxic maximalism is extremely important against like, you know, fiat maximalists and the people who really want to fucking destroy Bitcoin and like the communists and stuff. And like a lot of shit coiners, yeah, like people like BitBoy Crypto, like fuck that guy. You know, people like intentionally scamming the fuck out of people, like go after them, go after the people who's their real enemy. But like sometimes like I'll see like, this is a small example, but like I'll see like a Bitcoiner start like a merch store or something, and then people are calling him a scammer because he's selling t-shirts for Bitcoin. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean, Nick. I don't know if you've noticed, but I think I just went through the fire myself. And on another side note, just to add to what you're saying, I've been seeing the same thing as well. And low key, it do be seeing like there's a lot of Bitcoin commies out there. Like, y'all don't like to create businesses around Bitcoin. Like, what is going on? I thought this is what we're here to do, create businesses involving Bitcoin. And then when you go to do that, you get shit on. It's absolutely amazing. Nick, I am glad that you brought that up because I see you hustling, bro. I see what you're doing. You're just like you said, man. We started this episode with that Dame Dash meme. And I love this meme that you put out on Twitter. I know in the episode he says something like, I don't make money for my first name, I make for my last name. And you flipped it for Bitcoin. He's like, I don't stack Bitcoin for my first name, I stack Bitcoin for my last name. And you know, when you created that meme, what, like 2 years ago, I was like, yo, this motherfucker's spitting, because this is what we're doing, bro. Like, I know the last time we just kind of went back and forth on Twitter, you did a meme of like Bitcoiners accumulating generational wealth. And I responded like, bro, you're going to have to fight me for those sats because I'm out here playing hungry hippo. And then you responded like, me and the boys accumulating generational wealth. And dude, it's like, it's just so tight that we're still on the same vibe, even though we've, you know, split ways. We're both professional Bitcoiners now. Who would have thunk it? We started Bitcoin Kindergarten on a whim. And now, I don't know, bro, like, we're doing shit, bro. And it feels fucking good. Like, we've been through it all. And we're still fucking homies. And like, I tell you in the DM, just like, bro, it's like, we're Kobe and Bron out here. Like, we're putting on a good show for the plebs. We're putting on a good show for the Bitcoiners. And, you know, we compete on Twitter. We compete in the Bitcoin content space. But at the very end of the day, bro, we popping bottles because we're still fucking homies. We're still on the mission of spreading Bitcoin, spreading the sound money gospel. And just shouts out to you, bro. Like, I see you. I can't wait to kick it with you. I fucking love you, bro. I can't wait to see that waft. I know that waft is looking nice and styled and perfect right now, even though it's 9 o'clock. I know you stay styling, bro. Got him.
No, but dude, I mean, we've been boys since what, like 2018, 2019? I don't remember when we started shitposting on Twitter together, but I mean, like, we've been boys ever since. And like, one of the things that, like, I've done a lot of self-reflection lately with like Bitcoin and just like the reasons why I got into it, because like even in the bull market, like some of the tweets I was sending out, like I thought they were funny, but they just look so retarded. Like some of like the price tweets I sent out, I was like, okay, I was overly bullish for no reason. And you know, that was a learning moment for me personally, not to like be like that again. But like just reflecting on why I got into Bitcoin in the first place and like, you know, where I want to go and where I want to be and stuff. No, like I've just been thinking a lot about like one of my favorite things in Bitcoin. It's not like, I don't really give a shit much about like the technicals of it. Like, I don't want to spend, you know, I did my years researching Bitcoin really hard, but like, I don't want to keep on researching like the technicals and like the other stuff that I'm not interested in. Not saying it's not important and I probably should be, but like one of my favorite things is just like seeing ordinary everyday people using it as like a store of value and then eventually a means of exchange. And then like, I love hearing just like the podcasts about like people who had their lives changed by Bitcoin, even if it wasn't like insanely huge or anything. It was just like, yeah, like Bitcoin got me to like, you know, stop, you know, throwing away money basically. And now I sweep all my excess cash into BTC. I take it off an exchange and I hold it for myself so I can't get rugged. And like over the years and over the time, like, people's lives change. They get a lot better. They can actually, you know, they're building on a solid, you know, ground up. And from there, I like how there's no, like, sometimes I don't even like calling people Bitcoiners. And I like the angle from like, there are no Bitcoiners. There are just people who hold and use Bitcoin. Cause like, there are like, what, like 7, almost 8 billion people on Earth. I mean, like, everyone's different, you know? I mean, people go in their little cliques and stuff, and, like, some people think the same, but, like, everyone's so different. Like, I mean, whether I like it or not, I fucking hate communists, but whether I like it or not, they're going to use Bitcoin eventually. You know what I mean? And I may disagree with them, but that's just the way it is. And I'm glad Bitcoin's like that, that it can't just censor anyone or, you know, kick anyone out based on their personal beliefs. So I like seeing how people go and, you know, use Bitcoin in their daily lives because it's like, wow, I might not have thought of that, or, you know, I wouldn't spend my Bitcoin for that reason, or, you know, would I spend Bitcoin for this reason if I was in their position? Like, I like hearing, like, one of the powerful things about the internet and Twitter in general is, like, I mean, I get to talk to people from, like, you know, outside of the United States, which offers me a huge, you know, perspective on life. Like, I remember talking with Atlas. He's been off Twitter for a while now, but he's in Colombia, and he was telling me all these stories about, like, he's seen someone get killed for like $20 before, and, you know, someone traded a bag
you
of
fucking
for
beta
a
sit motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I like the anti-sip police, and that's a funny ass meme too. You see the funniest shit, but like, I don't know, it's really opened my perspective and really made me think a lot. I don't really know where I'm going with this. I'm kind of ranting, but yeah, I don't know. What was the question?
I don't even know how we got down here, but Nick, I fucking love it, dude, because I've kind of been on that same vibe where it's like, look, I feel that I should definitely get back and hit the books, get back to some technicals so I can, you know, get brush up on my smartness and get on my think boy shit. But really, it's like, I don't have to do that. Like, I already know all I need to know about Bitcoin. All I really need to know is that blocks are still coming in roughly every 10 minutes. Hash rate is going up. And there's hardly any people that are adopting Bitcoin. And I think that that is the pure signal. And so me and Cucumber, we had this conversation the other day where he was like, yo, like, I don't even... At one point, I wanted to get into the Bitcoin industry, and now he's like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, all I need to do is just make money, save in Bitcoin, and go live my life. And I say this all the time, is like, just provide the value, save in Bitcoin, and go out into the world and live your fucking life, guys. Like, you do not need to be as obsessed with Bitcoin as, you know, someone like me that just continuously talks about Bitcoin. If you don't want to, if you want to, then so be it. But all you really got to do is just save in Bitcoin, know enough about Bitcoin so that you don't get shook when the price starts to fluctuate. And as you and I have been saying for years now, Nick, just find Bitcoin Zen. It's a state of being, guys. It's like, once you find Bitcoin Zen, it's like all this other shit doesn't matter. Like, unplug from the matrix, go live your life, go rub some booties like Nick does, and you know, you'll be okay. And this is the fundamental message that I think people need to hear. It's like, this is why we do Bitcoin Kindergarten, because I think me and Wine instinctively understood that that, like, once you become a Bitcoiner, once you get orange pilled, once you get over that hump of understanding Bitcoin, it's like, what content are you going to listen to? Do you actually want to listen to, you know, like a college lecture every single day? It's like, no, not really, dude. You just want to hear some base Bitcoiners make some funnies, talk about life, you know, do like a funny show. And so you can laugh and continue and go on and do your life. And I think this is like the way, guys, like everyone, like Nick said, there's 7.8 billion people in the world. Every industry will be filled with Bitcoiners. You don't have to just be quote unquote in the Bitcoin industry. Like, this is how early we are, where we still think that you need to be in the Bitcoin industry to get by. I got Q here. Q, get the mic and the headphones. But Nick, I saw you unmuted yourself. Apologies for the dogs. Their nails are clackety clicking on the wood floor, but any thoughts? I got Q in the building.
What's up, my boys?
I'll just say, like, but also, like, to a question that Weenikis asked me earlier about, like, do I have any advice for people in the space? And I said, like, not to fall into, like, any of the groupthink. I think one of the things about that is, like, I've seen a lot of tweets from people that, like, you know, you don't have to work in the Bitcoin industry. You can just save, stack sats, and then go live your life. And I think there's a problem I see with a lot of people on Bitcoin Twitter is I see, and it's kind of sad. A lot of people are like, man, I just can't even, like, communicate with, like, normies anymore. You know, it's like, I don't even know what I would talk about. And it's like, I would say, like, you need to get a hobby outside Bitcoin, because it's not, believe it or not, it's not fucking healthy. Like, you know, I know Sean Harris always makes a joke about, like, dunking on people who say, like, terms like sports ball, you know, and I'm in the same way. Like, I have a group of friends I go watch, you know, Premier League soccer games with every weekend. And, you know, we go out into the field and ball, and I fucking love it. They couldn't give less of a shit about Bitcoin. And I actually kind of prefer that at times, because it's a super nice break. And they're funny as fuck, too. Normies are funny as fuck, dude.
Nick, who is the mute button firing on these days?
The mute button?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm just trolling, bro. I don't want to start any beef. I was trying to say, if you're curating your feed, you know, who are you muting?
Who do you have blocked, Nick? Who is blocked on your Twitter?
Who do you find most annoying on Twitter?
Let's go, Q. That was for you, Nick. Who do you find the most annoying?
This is a test. Man, we're putting him on the spot.
I think the people I find the most annoying on Twitter are the people who are constantly just fucking fear-mongering about everything, and they, like Monetary Frame does that a lot. Like, ever since his new account, I just haven't refollowed him, because it's always just doom post after doom post. I love Marty Bent, and I know he does that all the time for engagement. But, like, it just it gets annoying sometimes because it's, like, especially, dude, during, like, when COVID was kind of going and, like, the government was going, like, really, like, pushing the fucking vaccines hard and, like, you know, all the propaganda was at an all-time high. Like, I remember calling Nico one time, and I was, like, I had to go on, like, a two-hour walk just talking with him because, like, there was a point where, like, I legitimately felt cornered, and I couldn't fucking think straight because everything I saw on Twitter was fearmonger after fearmonger after fearmonger. And, yes, some of it was right, some of it was wrong. And I remember, like, it was just such a mind fuck to me because I'm really lucky to live where I live. I live in a pretty free state, and I would walk outside every single day and interact with people. No mask, no vaccine, no bullshit. Like, it was literally life as normal. But then I come on Twitter, and, like, there are people post these, like, alarm bells ringing constantly. And it gets you in, like, this state of fight or flight. I don't know if you guys felt that way. But, like, I was like, I fucking hate this feeling. I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I'm tired of people just fear-mongering for engagement. So I just started muting all those people.
Bars.
Yo. Yes. Hold on, Wine. All right. Unless you're going to add to this, if you're going to change the combo.
Yeah. I was going to add to that. I've been chilling with Apex the last day, and he's basically on, like, somewhat of a Twitter hiatus. And he's like, yeah, it's just like mental junk food Twitter sometimes, you know, the people are posting content that's just, like, not good energy, not good for a clear mind.
Can confirm. This is why I've been on this tirade of just strictly trying to spread positivity and the good word, because I couldn't be as eloquent as Nick was, but I had that feeling where it's like, bro, like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, fix your minds. You guys are all focusing on the negative shit, and it does get you. Like, you'd be lying. You're LARPing as a human if you don't feel like the negativity gets to you. You can try to take the high road, but it does get to you. And I fundamentally have this thinking that the high-level parasites out there want you to stay negative. They want you to live in fear. They want you scared and afraid. So what are you guys going to do? You stay absolutely positive and optimistic in the face of all this shit, because if they feed off negativity, they get starved off positivity. Yes, Wine, the high-level parasites, name them how you will. You guys need to stay positive, guys. This is absolutely a survival technique to make it through all this bullshit. I say it all the time. If we really are the Bitcoiners we say we are, then we got to be the living example of what it means to be a Bitcoiner. And that doesn't mean, you know, fear-mongering and doom and gloom all the time. It's like, yes, we know the world is fucked up. Like, we just watched Full Metal Jacket. We did the Kubrick filmology and our filmography, and there's a point when they're going through boot camp, and it's like, you guys live in a world full of shit, and until you prove yourself more than a maggot, like, you are less than human. So staying negative is not the way. You guys may think you're being you think you're being alpha or whatever, but staying positive in the face of absolute destruction is true alpha. Like, just because you're LARPing as not being afraid doesn't mean you're not afraid. The bravest men in history were afraid, and the only reason they were brave and courageous is because they overcame that fear and they acted anyways with pure certainty in their actions. This is pure fucking signal, guys. Like, this is why I've been on Saint Opti the base mode, because I fundamentally realize, like, all the shit we've been going through is, like, you got to stay absolutely positive in the face of it all, because when you can turn that hate into love, that's a fucking superpower. Like, it absolutely makes people's minds explode when you're positive and they want to shit on you. So, Nick,
that's why you got to stay bullshit.
Go off, King.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, amen.
Let's go. Shishi, yes, stay bulltarded forever. Well.
You live no, but seriously, sword, like, I have to add on to, like, what Nick was saying about Nick can mind, because he pled the fifth, and everyone who pleads the fifth is fucking guilty.
But yeah, fucking people who build their actual life choices on macro views they got on Twitter might realize that all economists are, you know, right and wrong eventually. You know, so it just like you don't want to be that fucking person who, you know, I saw somebody who said like, man, like I regret not like putting the minimal down on a house and buying it because now like I can't even afford like my rent. You know, it's like dagger. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everyone can stack when everything is like easy, right? Like if you have fixed life expenses, it's easy. Like, and like a lot of like Twitter, like, people are detached from like, you know, the idea that people live different realities than them, you know, and we don't live one reality, and it's definitely a fucking echo chamber. I mean, bro, like I'm so happy I'm not fucking renter right now. I'm just gonna say that, like,
go off, King. Yes,
I would have to start selling Bitcoin right now. I'm just saying, like, I think, like, in general, I'd rather have a little less Bitcoin, like, in the beginning for like, oh wow, like I can hodl now, like long term I can like plan my life around, like, you know, my expenses. And even if you're renting, like, you know, there's like, get a good landlord. Like, even if you have a okay apartment or whatever, or house, or but your landlord sucks, like, you're eventually gonna get fucked, you know, one way or another.
Bars.
But yeah, it's tough, like, you know, life decisions and Bitcoin meeting, like, you know, I also think like all these influencers and like how they talk, it's like so grandiose, you know. Like, I'm actually happy Greedlove like shot himself in the dick, you know, because like honestly, it's like sometimes fuck when you read bitch. all this shit, it's like monetary energy. It's like, yeah, okay, dude, but like, you know, like we're living real lives in the real world. We're not fucking, you know, plugged into the matrix. Like, gotta go outside and like play some sports too, like, for sure. But like, that's why I love the garden. Like, if every Bitcoiner honestly needs like a little garden and farm to like get outside and like, you know, touch grass, friend.
Yes.
To grow some basil at the very least, right? Dude, one pot with one basil leaf.
Dude, if you can't grow basil, like, you shouldn't even be self-custodying your own Bitcoin. You should get some of that.
Dude, grow a basil shirt. New merch.
Shishi, well, I think you made a very great point. Everyone likes to claim that they're autistic on Twitter. I think one of the things that people miss about the idea of everyone being autistic is that that literally means they cannot understand how other people fucking live. Like, guys, are fucking A. Am I the, like, I know I'm a high functioning dumb, but for fuck's sake, people, like, we are all subjective beings. Remember Austrian economics, there is subjective value. So how can you fucking think in your right mind that some autistic Bitcoiner can step into your shoes and tell you how to live? Like, for fuck's sake, guys. Absolutely amazing. Pure alpha. Again, you got to make it through 45 minutes of nonsense to get some pure alpha life advice. Amazing. Amazing.
Here's the thing,
autistic economics. Autistic economics. Go on.
Everyone thinks they know what the answers are, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Well, like, no. See, I am right.
I mean, maybe. But I'm for sure right.
Well, number went up since I last bought, so I'm right.
No, you.
Yo, Nick Whale confirmed. He just set the floor.
I know what's going to happen. I just keep it to myself.
Cucumber with the alpha. Yeah, fuck all you guys. I know I am winning. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, Nick, we did hit an hour. Guys, does anyone want to come up and ask the boy kid Wonder any questions? He knows how to finesse the algos. So if you need to finesse the algos, maybe Nick can give you some
life
sows,
advice.
Some sows. Let me see. Let me see if there's some good comments, some, by the way.
We got to ask Nick what his favorite meme is.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do.
Yo, and for next week, maybe a Labra. What is your favorite meme?
You heard that, Labra. You heard that. We got a new segment for you. I will send you some sats, bro. I forgot to send you sats.
Give me some background music. I'll do the Labra right now.
I can't do it right now. I don't have the right
setup. Forget it.
We can do that after the show. Let's see. Let me get some of these comments before we get into Nick's favorite memes. Let's see. We have Labra, life, love, laughter, banana bread, and Bitcoin. Let's go. TikTok next cock. Wine, I think we need to make those condoms.
Yep.
Can confirm condoms will be made. Let's see. You guys need to get suspended every now and then. That helps clear the mind. Yes, Labra is on his Twitter break. He is telling you to stay off Twitter. Yellow is telling us don't listen to him, fight. Evil, it's evil Yellow. Yes, okay. Let's go. We got from Rope, Saint Nick the Miner, and we got Saint Wine the Suave, and we got Saint Labra the Autist, Saint Yellow the Puppet. Oh, man. Okay. Rope, only on Bitcoin Twitter is an insult to sell. Tell someone they aren't autistic.
Yeah, that's happened to me in real life. Like, I called a childish friend autistic, and he got, like, pretty offended. I'm like, dude, where I come from, that's a term of endearment. Like,
yo, I can still see that, bro. Dude, honestly, people would get upset, man. Yo, are you autistic? Dude. Wine is so condescending.
Let's yeah, but I'm pretty sure I actually am.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. I just
maybe.
Heard.
Literally.
Go, Mike.
Literally, I've gotten my ass chewed out for doing that exact same thing.
Calling someone
like,
autistic.
I was like, what are you talking about, man? Autistic people are way fucking smarter than us. Like, I literally just complimented you.
I meant retarded.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, man. Oh.
Dude, autistic in Bitcoin terms is just like ultra focused. You know, it's the utmost endearing term
yeah,
of respect.
Okay.
Also, some fucking advice. If a normie gets like offended on you, you have to stand your ground and troll them
yes.
to the end. You can't not like
down.
Back out.
Yes,
if you start backing
down,
they'll cuck you so hard.
Yes,
dude. Like,
she's getting you guys alpha. Double down. Don't apologize. This is the way. You will lose if you don't follow those rules.
Just tell them you're right and they're wrong.
Facts.
Oh, I've been doing that since I was like 12, so I'm good.
Let's go. All right, Nick. Well, I know you're trying to go get some strange out there tonight, so I'm not going to hold you here for too long, but will you give the people your favorite meme, maybe your favorite all-time meme or just your favorite meme at the moment?
So I don't know about all the time because there's just too many good ones, but the ones that I've some of the three that have really just making me laugh lately is whoever came up with Antima is like a fucking like the Beethoven of memes. That is so fucking good. Like, it's literally perfect. It's one of my favorite memes. I love, like, it's kind of old now, but like the Duquan tweet of him saying like deploying more capital steady lads. I love buying $5 of Bitcoin and then tweeting that. And then people are like, holy shit, Nick probably just dropped a lot of fucking money, but no, it's like a $5 strike buy.
No, I bought $5.
Yeah. And then the stoning meme is
fucking
hilarious. Dude, I was talking about that with one of my coworkers, and we were like, dude, we probably should not be tweeting this shit, but, like, we are huge fans of it.
Yes. Can confirm. The Ahmed get the
where
stones.
Where did that originate? Like, not on
Chateau.
Twitter, but in
that's
general.
The Chateau. We created that in the Chateau.
No, because I heard Andrew Schultz say that shit in a stand-up today.
Today, well, then our memes are just spreading out into the fucking universe because I'm pretty sure we
this is too much power.
Yeah, too much power of a Bitcoin autist.
I'm gonna send it to you. I already sent you a little clip today. You know, I'll send you that one.
Yeah, that was hilarious,
dude. You have people complaining and saying shit like, oh, these Anons are sending me death threats. Shut the fuck up. It's a rock emoji.
Yeah, Nick, on the Ahmed get the stoned one, like Nico kind of got on my ass at the beginning of my Simply Bitcoin job, my Simply Bitcoin career, and actually, shouts out to Hobo because I did a tweet and then he dropped a scat meme on me, and I loved how the algos did it. They did like he did a tweet where it's like this account. post toxic truths or something. And then directly under that tweet was like my tweet with his scat meme. And so I screenshotted it, right? And then I reposted.
You screenshotted a scat meme.
Well, it was no, no. Fucking listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, dude. You,
Scat Maxi confirmed.
I am pretty sure there's scat memes in my phone that I didn't have to screenshot. I just clicked right clicked and saved.
From before Bitcoin.
I'm a man, okay? I do not need to screenshot the shit. But I screenshotted how the algo set up the tweets and then hobo scat meme. And so you could just see it. It was hilarious. Hilarious to me. And then I dropped it under him and I was like, oh, you don't say. And someone fucking lost their absolute mind and tried to get me canceled. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what? This shit was hilarious. Like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I never seen two girls, one cup. And this is the first thing I see this morning. You just fucking ruined my life type shit. I'm like, oh my God, dude, it's just a scat meme. Like, where's your fucking sense of humor, guy? Anyways, I promised Nico that I wouldn't drop any more scat memes. So rip to Opti's scat meme career. But,
dude, people who fucking tattle on you for any reason, like, to your employer to try and get you fired or something, or like in trouble in general, those people fucking suck.
Opti, the proper response was to say that you had just dropped another scat meme.
I know. I should have doubled down.
I think we should get a kindergarten scat meme thread going one day.
Let's go. I am with it. Yes. I never said that I couldn't do a BK scat meme. It just, my personal can have no scat memes.
Bitcoin cart. Kindergarten branded wet wipes.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, the reason I brought the scat meme story up was because Nico's master of the algos, and he knows which lines you can cross and which lines you can't. And he came up to me, he's like, look, bro, like, the scat memes, the prawn memes, I don't think you can really do those that much. They don't hit as well, but like, you know, some memes that you and your boys do, like, they just go right up to the line and you pull back and they're good. And he's like that Ahmed get the stone shit. Like, that shit's hilarious. Like, I don't know how you guys can get away with that, but like, that shit is kosher. And I'm like, yes, absolutely halal. So Ahmed get the stones is kosher. Halal memes. So continue to digitally stone these super haram people out there, because the world needs to know that Ahmed must get the stones. We are standing up for what is right, standing up for truth and integrity by digitally stoning these hoes out here. Hoes be mad. Amazing, amazing. But, Nick, we have one last segment. This has become everyone's favorite segment of the night. Actually, it was our only segment of the night, but we have two now. As you can tell, we are adding the segments. So I hope you enjoy this last segment. Wine, I hope you have it prepared, because we're going to roll this one out. So again, Nick, as you can see, we have evolved over here. So check out this last segment. Shouts out to Labra. Here we go.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guy said ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine. Read the tips, Wine.
All right, guys. All right. As Wine always says, these are lightning tips, so they come in lightning fast. If you want to get your shit posting in as a service, you have a limited time to troll me for the end of the show.
Before I read them all.
Before Excuse Wine me. Reads them all.
You can get tips in before I finish reading, and I could be on infinite loop.
Infinite loop.
Excuse me.
What's good?
Yes, I am Winek's roommate here in Esonte, and I just want to tell everybody that he's been a horrible roommate. He hasn't served tequila in about 2 hours, so I just wanted to call him out on that shit.
Wow. Is this who I think it is? Is this the alt account of who I think it is?
Let's go.
No, I'm not going to dox him. Obviously doesn't want to be known. My boy.
Yo, fuck you, Apex. Yo, Apex's advice. Get off Twitter and go to the beach.
Go to El Zonte. Fuck you, brother. Where are you?
Let's go.
Apex hijacked an account to do that.
Let's go. Amazing. Hey, shouts out to you, Apex. I love you, bro. I appreciate you. You my dog. Anyways, Wine, let's get into these tips. Let's roll this shit out.
Okay. Well, I'm very proud of our tippers this week because every single tip was the absolute minimum, which means you're using the system correctly. You are spamming our channel and having your voice heard for 500 sats or more.
Let's
get it started, Opti. The first tip of the day says LFG from DTG, which is Diogenes the Great. Much love, brother. The next one is from our friend Rope. He says, Reddit can't meme, Nick. Our next tip says, I own 50% of Opti's Tinder pulls from DTG again. DTG really be spamming out here.
Hold on. Diogenes, he hit me in the DMs. He's like, yo, send me a picture. I need to make you guys look prettier in the beginning of the Simply Bitcoin accounts. And I sent him a picture. I'm like, yo, this isn't exactly what you wanted, but I need like a professional headshot. And he's like, oh, you need a new Tinder profile picture. I got you, bro. All right, go on, Wine. Continue.
Diogenes got equity.
He got the next equity. One
for 500 sats says more like Nick can't meme.
Ooh.
That's
fighting words.
The next one says, come for the Opti, stay for the Wine.
Damn. Hit me in the feels, why don't you?
Yo, Wine Army's growing.
Damn, bro. I got to boot you. No, I'm playing. Wine is
the next
the
one
show.
Says, motherfucking bars.
Yeah, listen. That's cool, motherfucking bars.
And the next one is from our favorite puppy, Labra Hoddle, for Hookres and Papusas. Nick can mine confirmed amazing.mp3 and mazes, M-A-I-Z-E as in corn.
Amazing.
Very autistic message.
Amazing.
The next one says, this is spicy. Probably when you're calling out some plebs.
Hey, no chatty patties. No chatty patties.
The next meme says, when BK merch?
I don't know. When Wine is willing to put it on his credit card, we will have new merch.
Dude, then our treasury will not be growing. Opti's credit card debt shall remain the source.
No, guys, in seriousness, let me pay down some credit card debt so I can feel good about myself and maybe
net a sats.
Oh yeah, hey, prepay. We will take your sats for a pre-order
crowdfunding.
Of no merch. All right, go to the next one.
Tip says shout out to NHP New Babu.
Okay.
I don't know who new NHP is.
I don't know what that is, but okay. Double horns.
The next one says, these sats were for HODL, not.
Hey.
Don't fund Bitcoin space cats. Fund Bitcoin. No, I'm kidding.
No. Don't even finish that sentence.
We won't take it there. The next one says, where's Beige?
Is Beige going to make an appearance?
I don't know. The next tip says, Saint Nick the Diligent.
Hey.
We have some more tips coming in because people are properly using the lightning tips from ZBD on our YouTube channel.
It's
go
so
use it
fast.
Now.
It's so fast. Then lightning
it's
fast.
So fast and good. Only 500 sats. The next tip says, turn the hate into love with a little heart.
Bars.
Then we got stone emojis.
Dang, does that mean they're stoning us or they're endorsing
they're
the
stoning us
the stone?
Or yeah, I think they're promoting the stone beam.
I think we just got told we're haram.
Stone us all you want on our ZBD
tip. Stoning us.
The next tip says read my shit post like the dirty OnlyFans pupusa you are.
Amazing.
We got one that says shout out to Apex, Chateau Mrs. Hugh.
Aww.
Hopefully he's still listening.
And the last, oh, not the last, because a new one just came 1 second ago. And the second to last.
Oh, they keep coming.
Star, spamming intensifies. Oh, we got two more. The next one says for Yellow's Reaper meme.
Yellow's, I think that was ropes, but yes. I don't know. I don't know. Everyone's,
I think Bitcoin
Mag
came up with it.
Oh, really?
I think
Nick made it.
We got another 500 from Labrahodl, our favorite perrito. It says, tips for eternal loop. Stop scamming my sats.
Let's go. Wow.
And yeah, that is our lightning tips shitposting as a service brought to you by Labrahodl.
Man,
red by wine.
Red by wine. Do I play it double? Is that what we do?
Great minds like myself. No, double.
We don't want to play it out. We played it enough.
It's all. We got too hype. We need more segments.
Favorite meme. We could probably figure out favorite meme. And I think me and Wine have another segment in here. So I hope you guys like the segments. Hopefully Wine can continue to give you guys some dating alpha sauce, because y'all really need some help. Very obvious that y'all need some help. But anyways,
listen,
go Wine.
I think the dating thing is a little ironic, because I'm like, I've never been in a long-term relationship. So I don't know. Maybe I see it from another lens. Who knows?
Well,
I got the outside view, you know?
Yes, exactly. But see, this is the thing. Maybe dating is the wrong connotation, but we're trying to get our boys some vagines and bobs out there. Whether you want to keep them around is up to you. We are just going to make sure that you get the opening into it. So that's the goal, Wine. That is the goal. Anyways, Nick, it's been fun, man. I hope you had a good time. I think everyone knows what you do, but do you have anything to shill, or are you good to go, bro? I know you're rich and shit now, so like, probably don't have to show anything on Bitcoin Kindergarten to our 12 fans, so our 12 friends, better yet.
I don't got anything to shill other than go like and subscribe to Bitcoin Kindergarten on YouTube. And yeah, this has been dope. I thoroughly enjoyed coming back and just shooting the shit with you guys. I miss this stuff.
Let's go. Thank you, bro.
Couldn't have done it without you, Nick.
Yeah, couldn't have done it without you, bro. We're holding it down for the culture. If you guys don't know, me and Nick created this a way back when. We literally bought the logo. So if you guys like the fucking logo, give Nick some fucking props, because we wouldn't have it without Nick and I. So shouts out to
our
you, bro.
Black face, honey.
Hold on. Can we tell Nick this story? Hey, yo, Nick. So I don't know when this was. It was like a couple months ago or something.
It was a handful of months ago.
Yeah. A handful of months ago, we got this DM on our BK kindergarten, and someone was like very concerned. They're like, "Yo, I don't want to be that guy, but did you realize that your BK logo is blackface?" And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's a fucking honey badger. It's a baby honey badger." He's like, "No, like, you should really, you know, reconsider your logo, because it's blackface. Like, you guys are culture appropriating with a blackface logo." And I'm just like, I said,
make him white, ? And he's like, "No, not necessarily white." Then like listing off other colors. Then he sent me a whole Wikipedia about like racist cartoons in the 20s or something. Yeah, some people are really wild.
Literally couldn't make up. And I, like, me and Wine texted each other and we're just like, "Bro, like, is this guy serious? Like, am I about to snap on him?
Nick Carmine."
Yeah, I hit him with the professional response and it's like, "Bro, you're tripping." Anyways, Nick, I had to tell you that because, hey, you're to blame as well. Somehow, some way, this is Nick Campmine's fault.
Whoa. We just paid to have Bitco make it.
Oh, Bitco is to blame. He made the blackface logo.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Dude, Nick, are you semi-concerned that Bitcoin Kindergarten is on your resume and you might have a stain on it?
Oh my, he doesn't put it on the resume, bro. That's my resume. My resume has Bitcoin Kindergarten on it.
There's a stain on Nick's history.
No, he scrubbed it, bro. He's got a statutes of limitation in Bitcoin time. Yeah, I think it's just
we're gonna
like,
keep bringing him up.
What, like 10,000 blocks, and you can scrub Bitcoin Kindergarten from your resume.
Honestly, I don't think I could get away from it because you should be saying, oh, but look at all of, you know, I started Bitcoin Kindergarten. Look at all my graduates.
Hey, I do be saying that.
My magazine, Jessifer went on to
Amboss.
Yeah, Amboss. You know, Nico went on to Simply Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, you're
like, damn, what the hell are we doing? Or me, actually.
Yeah, why?
Optimus also kind of graduated.
Yeah, Wine's like, shit, dude, I'm about to run.
Y'all
pool
making
off
me
deep.
Feel bad. Hammock business. Hammock
life.
Hammock business.
Oh,
I'll show
man.
Them.
Show them.
Dude, easily.
I'm gonna relax way harder than all you guys will ever relax
oh,
in your life.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Dude, if the price keeps going down, you can catch up to Sailor for sure.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, there's people out there that might be making more money than me, but I can relax harder.
Can confirm. Wine has turned me on to hammock life, and it is the greatest life there is. Anyways, Wine, I hope Nick didn't convince you to rug pull me, but I love you, Nick. Thank you so much, bro. This has been fucking absolutely awesome. Great times. I can't wait to see you. Are you going to be in Austin this weekend? Or?
So, I know Ben Carman's going to get mad at me for not going, but... I added to BitBlock Boom for this week, and I was like, kind of going back to our conversation earlier about getting burned out a little bit. I was like, you know, I really don't want to go to BitBlock Boom this year because I don't want to pay for the flight and hotel. And to be honest, my local meetup is honestly kind of better than BitBlock Boom.
Damn.
So I didn't want to pay, and that's like no shade or anything. I think BitBlock Boom is great, but I just think like my local meetup already like provides that kind of content. So I was like, I'm going to just save my money and go somewhere else. So I booked a trip to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh.
And I'm going there next month, and I'm actually so fucking excited for that. So that's
let's
why
let's go.
BitBlock Boom this week.
Well, I will miss you, bro. I agree. I wasn't planning on going to the actual conference. I just got a fucking mansion in Austin with a bunch of degenerate Bitcoiners, and I was planning on just fucking getting swifty the whole weekend. But when duty calls, you got to do what you got to do. So,
what are you doing for the conference?
Just doing this, bro. I'm hosting the BitBlock Boom spaces, so... We're doing what I normally do, bro. I'm doing my radio MC hosting gig, but your boy is going to put in work on Saturday. It's going to be a long day, but hey, for the culture, I do this for you guys. Tune in on Saturday. I will coming in live from the Simply Bitcoin and the BitBlock
nice
Boom.
Of you to get me in. That's so nice of you to get me in there, buddy.
Well, I will see how much influencer pool I actually have, Hobo. So if I can, I will figure it out. All right, guys. Well, this has been awesome. I had a blast, Nick. This was way better than I thought it'd be. I had a great night. To everyone that hung out with us in spaces on YouTube, you already know I fucking love you guys. You guys are family. We do this for the culture. I show up because you guys hold me accountable to this stuff. And at this point, I just can't stop doing it because it's so much fun. We can act highly regarded every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you happen to just jump in here by accident, this is the very highly regarded Bitcoin content that doesn't talk about Bitcoin as much as humanly possible, but we will bring in some Bitcoin quote unquote experts to talk about Bitcoin things here and there. But for the most part, we're just bringing in friends and shooting the shit and having a good time. So thank you to everyone in the YouTube chat. I love you. Wine already left me. So I think I'm going to rug pull on you guys, but I will see you next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Apparently, we have Big Sean Harris coming in. We will be talking about everything basketball and probably nothing about Bitcoin. But thank you, guys. This has been a good time. Appreciate your time and your support. Here we go. Let's roll this one out, boys and girls, because we are a
Bitcoin
show. And
I am building.
All right, guys. I will see you next Wednesday.